My name is Don Shulman. I'm a professor of accents and languages, and I live in America. America is a thrusting, forceful, dynamic, dynamic society, and that is why I like it.
You're listening to Ships with Everything here at CITR. It's 5:05. I'm Dave. Quentin's not in today. We're going to bring you the best of British music for the next hour or so. And I've picked up a guy on the way, my cycling buddy, Busy Bags. Hey, Barry, how you doing?
Good. I can't hear myself, but I am so happy to be on Ships with Everything. Trying to take the place of Quentin.
That's great, man. This foolish of the guise of love and liberty that we should capitalize around the front the poor for the socialistic between. All right, we're back at it. And,
hello.
Hey, man. It's good to see you.
Yeah. So,
what's going on?
I just flew in from Japan.
Yeah.
And, it's just interesting to experience a completely different aesthetic than here in Vancouver.
That's good. Yeah, we're going to be talking about your Japanese travels and other very white things that you've done. And it was very authentic, right? Let me guess. You went someplace, and what was so great about it was that you and your wife were the only white people in the whole place.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, in addition to Barry's travels, we will indeed be talking about what everyone likes to talk about, and that is Sunday brunch, fun in the sun. What we're going to also bring you is some good stuff. We've got God Help the Girl, Basement Jack, Cruella de Vil, of course, everybody loves. And one of my favorites, Who Cares, that classic, what was it, a Craven ad from the 50s. All right, well, we got some more stuff coming up for you right now. I hope you like God Help the Girl come Monday night.
Come Monday night, the day of work is done. Tuesday morning looms, the gray of ordinariness. Start by Monday night, we turn the telly off to listen to the silence. Life that comes in from outside, if you could catch it all and pin it to your wall, then you would sleep much better. Baby, you would sleep much better.
Yeah.
right, here we are back. That was Basement Jacks, and I liked it a lot. That wasn't the song. It was Raindrops. That was the album and the song. Great stuff. And
what was before that?
Before that, we had RAC doing Super Mario Brothers, God Help the Girl, from the self-titled album, and Come Monday Night. And we started off the show with Phil Lynott doing Yellow Pearl. Is that one you know, Baz?
No.
Nothing about. No, okay.
I don't know anything about any of these songs, but well, they sure sound good.
Yeah, well, we're lucky because they've been handpicked for your listening pleasure. Local Fair Trade Playlist. Okay. Yep. So here we are. It's 5:15. You're listening to Chips with Everything, the best of British music for this hour. I'm Dave. This is Barry. And, well, I just want to talk about something really important to me and my concerns, and that's brunch, you know?
Brunch, right.
Yeah. They've got some observations to make. One of them is that brunch is directly related to Brownian motion.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Okay, well, I think of dust motes floating in a sunbeam when I think of Brownian motion. So
yeah.
where's the brunch there?
Well, what happens is through a lot of people bouncing into each other all over the place, you know, one and another and another, it increases the likelihood of there being brunch, right? It because of the vibrations caused by sort of a human Brownian motion, right?
So this can only be on a Sunday, or only on a
Sunday? Yeah, that's right. Because Saturday is not a brunch day.
Oh, what's this?
This like is,
new,
yeah, it's,
a
it's,
new song
it's beautiful stuff.
This song. Yeah? This is one of, was that Joe Meeks, I think, one of his productions.
Yeah, it's great. It's beautiful. It's
sorry, I got distracted. By
yeah, that's
music.
Good. That's what you should be. I think it's the String Alongs doing Wheels.
Oh yeah.
Let me just take a look for you. Keep talking. Tell me about why is it that brunch is so attractive and important to gay men and
brunch?
White middle class liberal people in the West Coast?
Yeah, brunch. I don't know. Maybe I'm not very white because I was never that crazy about brunch.
You're not from the West Coast, man. Come on.
Oh, I'm not from the West Coast.
I mean, you've been here for a very long time, but
yeah.
In your roots, that's
true.
Not what's going on.
I'm a prairie boy. It's true. But I was going to talk about ways to travel in Japan for. Oh, yeah, brunch in Japan, because I was just in Japan, as I said. So, you know, they have this thing in Japan about everybody says, don't buy coffee in Japan. It's too expensive because
right.
You have to buy this thing called a morning set. And that is like brunch because you get coffee, you
right.
Get a hard-boiled egg.
And you get and coffee with it?
You get some
yeah,
toast.
You get coffee.
You
okay.
Get some toast.
Yep.
And usually you get some kind of little pickle or jam thing.
Right.
So it's, it's pretty much a brunch.
Good, good. But it doesn't take the form of religion the way it does for a lot of my fellow West Enders.
No, I had the morning set religion when I was in Japan. I
right.
Loved my morning set. I had to have my morning set.
Well, I think the next thing I'm going to set you with, man, is more music. Can we move along?
What's
we got Ben Sinister doing the news, and it's from their album, Those Two Dreadful Children.
Sing along with the same old, the same old. fix making me lose my mind. From Captain Maine all the way across town, forth and by.
Say, do you remember when our auntie stayed the night?
Oh, yes, you crept the
bedroom,
and we set a hair alight. And at the breakfast table next day, Auntie looked a fright.
And our dear aunt, who's always given to understatement, declared that she had slept badly that night.
Lousy with depravity.
Some other than the river offered just one dime.
Some children are adorable.
We'd rather be deplorable. We'd like to tell you more, but we just haven't got the time. We haven't got the time.
We're too busy being thoroughly detestable.
And then one day a lady came to us and told us that all we really wanted was love.
And so we got her by the arms, legs, and swung her in the air. And then we kicked her in the stomach, and we grabbed her by the hair. And then we poked her out the pencil, and marbles up her nose. And then we dragged her around the garden with a poison arrow. And after that we saw and said,
I think the lady knows.
Then we were two dreadful children, we're always playing games. We once burned down the house because we both felt like a change. We're those two dreadful children.
But take one look at our sweet angelic faces, and let it not be forgotten. But deep down at heart, we're both really rotten.
Ah, those two dreadful children, now we always go too far. We ah, those two dreadful children, now we always go too far.
With a family down from Leighton. Oh, they came from Leighton.
The sun's out. Everyone's happy because the sun's out. Children are smiling because the sun's in the sky. Oh, it shines for you and I. The sun's out.
Oh, So that was Lawrence Hayward's forecast for the next week in Vancouver. And the forecast is the sun is out.
Oh, that's nice, man. I could not agree with you more. And you're absolutely right. It's a beautiful day, and it's only going to get nicer. Current conditions, well, they're just so sunny, it's painful. 22 degrees, everything's lovely. It's staying that way. The tendency is falling. That's good. And Monday, 26. Tuesday, 27. Wednesday, 26. Finally, Thursday, there's a little picture of a cloud on top of that sun, but that's it. Friday, Saturday also, ongoing beauty. So what a wonderful, wonderful sun is out day it is indeed. Yeah. Going by the Folk Festival was beautiful.
Folk Festival, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Vancouver's out in full glory right now.
Full. Yeah, I know. Well, as are we here up at CITR at UBC, riding a lot of bikes out there going through the Folk Festival, which is good to see. It is 5:31, and you're listening to Chips with Everything, Best of British Music. And later on, you're going to be followed up at 6 o'clock by Heather with Queer FM, bringing you the best of music. Well, the best of news and information and interviews for the gay, bi, trans, you name it, and supportive communities. And, of course, Pride's coming up. Are you going to get on the float this year? I know we've talked about this a bit.
I don't think so, but I'll be watching.
CITR is going to be out there in full force. Looking forward to it. Right. That's going to be good stuff. And the theme this year is Educate, but we're going to be dressed up cabaret style. So I want to see you in some dirty suspenders or something.
Me?
Yeah, of course. And all the rest of you. And all the rest of you. I know we're going to see you out there.
What about
too.
All those people dressing up at UBC today? They look fantastic.
Oh, yeah. And what are they called again?
I don't know. It's some kind of anime thing. Maybe someone can phone in and clue us in on what's going on here where everybody's all dressed up.
Yeah, it's a manga or something like that. Well, here we are at 822-2487 or 822-CITR. So, the music we just listened to, I mean, it was great stuff. Some real tasty. The last one, Denim Sun's Out, of course. Beautiful stuff. Before that was Cruella De Vil, Those Two Dreadful Children. What did you think of that one?
What?
You remember that one?
I kept wondering.
I'm Two Dreadful Children. That one.
Yeah. I kind of liked it. I liked it. I like when we throw in that kind of stuff.
So. Okay. All right.
Yeah. That's good for me.
That's fine. And then... that's acceptable to me. And then Ben Sinister. That was an interesting one. Ben Sinister with the from the album Stories of Brothers, Tales of Lovers. And that was the news. That's a nice little CD, wasn't it? So that was the one, you know, we were talking about. And you said that had a Beatles reference. What else did you like about it?
What else did I like?
Yeah, about
it
that tune.
It reminded me of, what's that? Electric Light Orchestra or something. I'm
yeah.
not sure why.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I could see that. Yeah, yeah. Were there any other bits that you liked? You know? For me, it reminded me of the Strokes a bit. I liked it a lot.
Oh, yeah, the Strokes.
It was rock, and it was getting the job done. Didn't you think?
Yeah.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear it. Well, there's other stuff going on in the world today, that's for sure. Yeah.
Current affairs?
No, none of those. None of those. But just a lot of people having a great time at the beach.
Right.
Don't you think?
Having brunch?
Yeah, man. It's true. It's true. Listen, there are large groups of people who have never made their way to church in their entire lives, right? If you ask them their first thing, they say, oh, I'm a Buddhist or a non-practicing, you know, Kualinist or something. Who knows what the hell they call themselves. The one thing they all have in common is that, and they won't miss, is every Sunday morning being out on a patio for brunch, being at somebody else's house for brunch.
Is this a Canadian thing or a white person's thing?
It's a West Coast. Well, no, it's not a West Coast. Actually, that's nonsensical. It's very much, I can only speak of Canadian brunch, okay? In some...
Does that have Canadian back bacon? Is that part of a Canadian
brunch? It can. But it's more, I think, what it is. It's for people who know that Monday is going to be a lot of work. Oh. So that's one group.
So it's working class. Brunch is a working class.
No. It's getting ramped up for their aggressive, white-collar, stressful life. That Monday is. That's what I'm saying. You see. So it's already the beginning of their week.
It's a theory.
It's already the beginning of their week.
Could be.
And then they go home. and they do that one thing they couldn't do during their busy week, that one thing that they can do. Not like you, busy bags. You're busy all the time. You're always getting stuff done. Isn't that true? You're constantly brunch. Getting stuff done.
Yeah, but I never have brunch.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why. Those who have brunch can't get anything done.
So what about, Ben Sinister? You were telling me they're from Birmingham, right?
No, not Ben Sinister.
That was somebody else?
The last band, the Lawrence Hayward, The Sun Is Out.
Oh, okay.
They're from Birmingham, glam rock band, mid-90s. That's what I found out.
Nice. Well, what we got coming up next is Bad Dream Fancy Dress, singing Leon C., from the album Choir Boy Gas.
Sometimes you'll find us walking on the rocks. Sometimes you'll find us standing there, gazing
them. gas will fill them full of lead. Fighting naked in the open air, we'll fight them in the kitchen, in the bathroom, in the garden shed. Fighting the good fight, any fighting where. So sound the charge, breathe your final breath, and charge into the valley of death. Cannon to the left, and cannon to the right, they'll go bang, bang, bang. Oh, aye, 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 aye. There'll be a cannon to the left, and cannon to the right, they'll go bang, 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 all night. Hey, baby, I love it when you talk sense to me, especially when you say live. Paper that says, let's make love, not this phony war.
Well, that was a pretty tasty bit of music, in my opinion. The Divine Comedy from their album Casanova and the song Charge. And just before that, we had Bad Dream Fancy Dress singing Leon C. Maybe Leon C. I bet it's Lay. And Choir Boy Gas is with the album from that one. It's 5:45. This is CITR. You're listening to Chips with Everything. And it is the perfect day to be sitting outside with your radio on, maybe driving around, sitting at the beach, MP3 music in it. I don't know what you're doing.
Well,
but it's perfect.
What about live at the folk festival?
Yeah, that's a good thing to do.
Yeah, they're not listening to us.
No.
We're talking to the people who chose not to go to the folk festival.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So, it's going to be a good night of music here at CITR. One of the things I look forward to every year is the Pride Parade, in part because DJ Maxwell Maxwell, who's going to be coming up later, he's always putting together an amazing set list of 2.5 hours. He doesn't repeat himself. He doesn't loop it up. And it's amazing music. Anyway, he'll be coming on tonight to blow your mind, and that's Mondo Trasho, 9 till 11, and that's a really good way to finish your Sunday night. And before that, as we mentioned, Queer FM with Heather, she'll be gone from 6 till 8, and Rhythms India goes from 8 till 9, Transcendence with DJ Smiley Mike from 10 till midnight, and on it goes. So it's a good Sunday night to be listening to music. And Baz, what else can you tell me about Divine Comedy? Wait.
Not much. They're from Northern Ireland. They've been working together since 1989, as far as I can tell.
Wow. And that's impressive right there, eh?
Yeah.
You know, their ability to keep going?
I just like that song, Cannons on the Left, Cannons on the Right. I don't know.
Okay.
I got a good groove going there.
Nice. Nice. How about this one? This I'm just going to give this a listen just for a sec. I think this is outstanding background music.
Yeah. bed with their trousers on. Luke cried out in the middle of the night.
Bachelor Pad with The Girl of Your Dreams, and before that McCarthy, I Worked Myself Up from Nothing. And this is Chips with Everything on CITR. It's 5 to 6 or so. We're going to squeeze in a couple more tunes before we go. And I just want to give everybody just a food for thought. If you put it in your blender, ask where it came from. My daughter brought me over, just came from the UK. And she just brought over a pile of Observer monthly food magazines. Great stuff. And one of the things that was covered in there was the stuff people have to go through to bring us pineapples. These guys are dying from cancer and horrible treatment. Nicaraguan workers down in Costa Rica. So I saw a $2 pineapple at my local grocery store, and it was not doing it for me, I gotta tell you. For sure, for sure, for sure. But enough of that. So we got Baz here only for a few more minutes before Heather shows up. And I'm curious to see how you're going to, you know, dispose of the rest of your summer.
Well, I think I'm going to get into the battle for digital democracy.
Oh, really? What's that about?
This is all about...
Which part of it, I guess?
You know... network neutrality. We're all,
all
going to write letters to the, you know, minister.
Where do we stand with network neutrality
right now? Oh, we got to keep the network neutral, man.
I know. I know you do. Well, so, do it then. But you need our help? I've got a bucket of neutrality.
Yes.
So anybody out there, you know, in CITR land, if you have some something to give in that way, that would be great. But in the interim, we're going to bring you something else. It's Jason Forrest with Lady Scraper Mix.
naughty. Face, and he goes by the name of Ebenezer Good. His friends call him Ezer, and he is the main geezer, and he vibe up the place like no other man could. He's refined, he's sublime, he makes you feel fine. They're very much maligned and misunderstood. But if you know Ezer, he's a real crowd pleaser. He's ever so good, he's Ebenezer Good. You see that he's mischievous, mysterious and devious. When he circulates amongst the people in the place, once you know he's fun and something of a genius. He gives a grin that goes around face to face to face. Backwards and then forwards and then backwards. Ezer is a geezer, he loves to muscle in. That's about the time the crowd has shout the name of Ezer as he's crouched in the corner laughing by the base bin. Leading like the scene, know what I mean? He created the vibe, he takes you for a ride, and as if by design, the party ignites like he's coming alive. He takes you to the top, shakes you all around and back down. You know as he gets mellow, then as smooth as a groove that is making you move. He's glad to see your mind with a sunny hello. A gentleman of leisure, he's there for your pleasure, but go easy on all these, he's a love you can lose. Extraordinary fella like Mr. Punchinella. He's the kind of geezer who must never be abused. When you're in town and Ebenezer is around, you can sense the presence in the sound of the crowd. He gets them all out. The party starts rocking, the people get excited, it's time to shout loud.
Take a look, give me the hook or the ovation. It's my world that I want to have.